Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, chapter 8, text 6. Is the sound okay? Everyone can hear? Doesn't seem that there's much amplification. We need electricity, is it? We're all dependent on electricity. Hare Krishna. Oh, it's going to be rain also, sounds like. So, chapter 8, text 6 of Gita. Everyone has their device, phone, whatever it is, you can get it in there. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 6. I can get it in here also, although I can read it like this also. So please chant with me. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam.
Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam.
Tyajyante kalevaram.
Tyajyante kalevaram.
Tam tamevaite kaunteya.
Tam tamevaite kaunteya.
Sada tad bhava bhavitaha.
Sada tad bhava bhavitaha.
Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam.
Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam.
Tyajyante kalevaram. Tam tame vaiti kaunteya. Sada tad bhava bhavitaha. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. Purport. The process of changing one's nature at the critical moment of death is here explained. A person who at the end of his life quits his body thinking of Krishna attains the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. But it is not true that a person who thinks of something other than Krishna attains the same transcendental state. This is a point we should note very carefully. How can one die in the proper state of mind? Maharaj Bharat, although a great personality, thought of a deer at the end of his life, and so in his next life he was transferred into the body of a deer. Although as a deer he remembered his past activities, he had to accept that animal body. Of course, one's thoughts during the course of one's life accumulate to influence one's thoughts at the moment of death. So this life creates one's next life. If in one's present life one lives in the mode of goodness and always thinks of Krishna, it is possible for one to remember Krishna at the end of one's life. That will help one be transferred to the transcendental nature of Krishna. If one is transcendentally absorbed in Krishna's service, then his next body will be transcendental, spiritual, not material. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the best process for successfully changing one's state of being at the end of one's life. We're here in this cosmopolitan Bengaluru with people of different backgrounds. Probably not many Karnataka. How many are Karnataka? Hands up, show of hands. Yeah. Telugu, Tamil, North Indian, Hindi, Balnewale. Aisa, alag alag lo, okay. Non-Indian. Not Indian? Indian, non-Indian. There's one. I'm Irish or British, depending on which passport I'm using. Ruski, Pulski. Anyone else? Okay, what have we all got in common? Krishna, yeah, that's true. What else?
Spirit, sir.
Hmm? You're all spirit soul. What else in relation to the verse that we just read? We all have a body. Yeah, that goes without saying. We're all going to die. You're going to die. It's many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I said this in a talk in England. And everyone became very upset. Oh, don't say that. You're going to die. People don't like this, if you told us. Also, once going on a train from Mumbai to Udupi or Mangalore, whatever, I was talking with the people in the compartment and said, we're all going to die. And they became very upset. Why are you saying that? Why? As we should say. Why should we say? Should remind ourselves we're going to die, and then what happens after that? What happens when you die? If we ask a Hindu, they'll say, well, you go to another body. If you ask a Muslim, they'll say, I'm going to Allah and you're going to hell. Because you're not a Muslim. In fact, if you ask a Shia, they'll say the Sunnis, well, they're also considered non-Muslim by them. What happens at death? It's a very important question, isn't it? Now, if you're an atheist, it's not an important question because you just die, that's all, and then finished. But if we accept that there is more to our existence than just being a bag of chemicals, that we are spiritual beings, then it's very important. Here from Bhagavad Gita we learn that the consciousness at the time of death makes our next body. And what we think of during life, that makes the consciousness at the time of death. So we should be Krishna conscious, in Krishna consciousness. Then we'll go to Krishna, as Krishna just stated in the previous verse. What's the previous verse? Anyone studying Bhagavad Gita? Antakale cha mam eva smaran mukdva kalevaram yah prayati samadbhavam nasti yatratra sangshaya. If one thinks of me, Krishna says at the time of death, if while quitting his body, one thinks of me, he will come to me for sure. And if you think of anything else, then you go, that's the specific category, and then there's the general category, yang vapisma, whatever you think of, whatever we think of, that will form our next birth. So this is a well-known verse from Bhagavad Gita, but the import is huge, is it not? We're here in the cycle of birth and death. How many births have you had? How many births? Uncountable. Anadi karma phale pari bhavana vajale. Some time immemorial, countless births. And what do we get in every life? What do we get in every life? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukh. Birth, death, old age and disease. What do we get? Adhyatmik klesh, adhibhautik klesh, adhidaivik klesh. We got suffering from ourselves, from our own minds and bodies, from others, from other people, and natural disturbances from the demigods. Too much rain, too much heat, not enough rain, too cold. This is the story of our life, life after life after life. It goes on. And human life is the opportunity to get out of that cycle. But it depends on what we think of at the time of death. If we think of Krishna at the time of death, we go to Krishna. If we think of a deer like Maharaj Bharat, we become a deer. Or if we think of a dog, we become a dog. It all depends. Or if we're in dog-like consciousness, then we become a dog. So, how are we cultivating our desires? That we should think. Labdhva sudurlabha midang bahu sambhavante marusham artadam anityam apihadhira turnam yatetana patit anumritya yava nishrayasaya vishayakalu sarvatasyat. Krishna teaches that having attained this very rare human form of life after many, many births, we should know that this human form of life is very valuable as compared to the cat life, the dog life, the mosquito life, the chimpanzee life. There are so many births, but the human life is very valuable because in the human life we can get free from birth and death. But it doesn't last very long. You can see these very nice looking young boys. They look very nice, isn't it? Now they'll become all puffed up. I said that. But they look very nice. And you see some old wrinkled body like this. Doesn't look very nice. Anyone want to marry me? Any young girls there? Nice young girls, 18 years old. Anyone want to marry me? Well, I'm a sannyasi anyway, so it's not allowed, but I don't think, if I thought, well, I spent so many years in Krishna consciousness, I think I'll take a change and get married. Who's going to be there? No one. Who wants to marry a shrinkled up, wrinkled up, useless bag of bones? But it was just a short time ago I was also, I guess I must have looked something nice when I was younger. So that's the story of everyone's life. Look nice when you're young, gradually deteriorate, and you get a bag of bones with it. Every movement is painful. That's what it becomes like, huh? At every step, pain, difficulty. So, why do we get these bodies? Because we desire to enjoy this material world. But in the human form of life, we should think that it's very short. We get enjoyment in every life, but with it comes suffering. Therefore, I should be intelligent enough to do in this human life whatever I have to do, I should do, so I don't get born again. And it all depends on desire. So we have to cultivate desire. For Krishna, that's why we have sadhana. We chant the holy names. We associate with devotees. We try to think of Krishna. Now, desire is very powerful. Desire carries us to different births. There's a verse in Bhagavad Gita, I'll recite that now, that indriyani parani ahur indriyebhya parang manaha manasastu parabuddhe yo buddhe paratastu saha. There are the senses. Above that is the mind, above that is the intelligence, and above that is saha, he. Now Srila Prabhupada, following Baladev Vidyabhushan in his commentary, or in his translation of this verse, says that higher than the senses, higher than the mind, higher than the intelligence is the Atma, which is, of course, absolutely acceptable way to understand this verse. Sri Ramanujacharya, he says that this verse can also be taken to mean that higher than the, or more powerful than the senses, more powerful than the mind, more powerful than the intelligence, above them all is desire. Kama. You all know this word, kama. So much of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is talking about kama. What is our big enemy in this world? Who wants to be good? Who would like to be a good person? Anyone like to be a good person? No one. Well, you can all become terrorists, if you like. I'd like to be good. Anyone else? Anyone else volunteer? You'd like to be good? Not everyone. Dangerous bunch. Don't give them any machine guns. Okay, so is it easy to be good? Not easy to be good. And we often find ourselves doing bad things, isn't it? And then afterwards we think, actually I shouldn't have done that. Is it? Why is that? Why is that? Why does that happen? Arjuna asked this question to Krishna. Atakena prayukta yam papam charati purushaha anichchanapi varshnaya dalameva neyojita. Why is it, Arjuna said? And Arjuna, he was a very good person, very noble person. He said, how is it that we want to be good, but we do bad things almost as if we're forced? So what was Krishna's answer? Kama. Kama isha. Krodha isha. Raduguna samadbhavaha. Mahashana mahapapma vidhyena miha vairinam. Krishna says, it is due to desire, kama, and anger, frustration. We get frustrated, is it? When we're frustrated, we become angry, then we do bad things. We say things to people that hurt them. Kama esha, krodha esha, all born of rajaguna, the underlying desire to enjoy this world. I should enjoy. Ishvaroham aham bhogi. I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. So this desire, it's like a great fire that burns within the heart and is the cause of great sin. And we should know that that is our great enemy. So desire is very powerful. That desire is powerful is also understood by what we can call New Age gurus or modern day materialistic gurus. I heard that one of them is recommending that you get a fridge magnet you stick on your fridge, because everyone's always going to the fridge to find out what nice thing is there for me to eat, or a nice cold thing for me to drink. So you can see on your fridge, you can make out a check for $1 million addressed to yourself. And look at it every time you look, and then you instill in your mind the desire, I'm going to get $1 million. Actually nowadays, $1 million. If you give me $1 million now, tut, 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 fut, 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 I can apportion it, some to this farm, some to that farm, I can finish it in 2 minutes. But anyway, $1 million. Think of it. The idea is you stick it on your fridge, $1 million check made out to yourself, and every time you go to your fridge, then that desire builds up in the heart. So that's the idea. And then, but you don't get $1 million. It's all bluffing. You might get it in your next. The thing is that the desire is powerful. If you don't get it in this life, then you may have to come back again to get it. But by the time you come back, because of inflation, $1 million will be like 1 million yen, and it won't be worth that much. So anyway, by the time you go round in the 84 lakh species of life, you come back and you say, oh, I got $1 million. Oh yeah, you can buy one gutkha packet with that, something like that. That's all. But the idea is there. $1 million. Think of it. $1 million. Enforce the desire. If we go out in the street and ask anyone, would you like $1 million? Everyone will say yes. But it's not that everyone gets it. That's all. The desire is only one factor. There's also the main factor is fate. What we desire and we deserve. We don't always get what we desire because we don't deserve it. Or we might get it in a way that we may get the desire fulfilled in the way that we deserve. For instance, now just the general elections in India, one big tamasha, 2 months going on, it's finished. And so many people are disappointed. I wanted to be an MP. Nothing. I didn't get. It's the winner takes all. If you either win or you lose, that's all. So they wanted to be a big leader. Their desire was not fulfilled. So they may have that strong desire, but they didn't get the punya to get that fulfilled. So in their next life, because they have a strong desire, it may be fulfilled, just like in the streets of Bangalore or any town in India. At night, so many dogs run around. And in a group of, usually there's 4, 5, 6 dogs, they run around at night. And they think, we're the kings here. In the daytime, they're quiet. Because if they come out, anyone will throw a stone at them. At night, they come out, and they're very bold and big and barking. And one of them is the leader. So one of the leader means, quite likely in a previous life, he failed in the general election. That's all. Nothing to laugh about. Nothing. It sounds funny, maybe, but it's not said as a joke. These are facts, and very sour facts. Even one of the prime ministers of India, such a big international figure, one astrologer calculated that after he died, he found out there's a man in Sweden. That man in Sweden had 2 dogs, and one was previously the Prime Minister of India. Because dog-like mentality, that I will be the big one, and then having sex with this woman, that woman, that's the business of a dog, no control. So this is what you get by wrong desire. Wrong desire carries us to a situation of suffering. Again and again and again, repeated birth and death. Now, I wanted to speak on this because this idea of having a fridge magnet with a check made out to yourself for $1 million, I just heard about that the other day when I was told by one devotee, he told me about another devotee who has this on his fridge at his home. So he's cultivating the desire to get $1 million. He should be cultivating the desire to get Krishna. It's actually foolishness to desire anything else except Krishna, because anything else will give us suffering. But maybe we think that, well, maybe I could have lots of money and be Krishna conscious also. Or I might think, well, anyway, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, but why not be rich also? But that means cultivating material desire. And as long as we have material desires, then we have material births to fulfill them. We have to take birth to fulfill them. Now, Krishna tells us, warns us in Bhagavad Gita, Ashadadhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapya mam nevartante mrityu samsara vartmane. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service, those who do not fully apply themselves in devotional service, whose faith is divided, they're not fully convinced that we have to surrender to Krishna, then they become diverted. And they don't get Krishna, they come back to this world of birth and death. So it's very dangerous to think, let me chant Hare Krishna and be rich, or and enjoy this material world. Because, again, as long as we have desires to enjoy this material world, then we have to come back in this material world. And this can go on for many lifetimes. Bahu janma kare jadi shravan kirtan tabutanapai Krishna Pade Prema Dham. It may go on many lifetimes that we're superficially practicing Krishna consciousness by hearing and chanting about Krishna, but we're cultivating material desires. And then we don't get Krishna prema, we don't get pure love of Krishna. Because pure love of Krishna, there's no room for anything else. Just to give a mundane example, a man marries a wife, but he tells her that, well, actually I have so many other girlfriends and I'm still attached to them. And she will be very happy? What do you think? She won't be happy at all. If you marry, you're supposed to be fixed on one wife. And then if you say, well, there's Biwi number 2 and 3 and 4, unofficial. They won't be very happy. That's on the material sphere. In Krishna consciousness, we're supposed to be fully fixed on Krishna only. Now, we're not saying that you don't have to have money in this miserable modern civilization. Of course, any situation in the material world is miserable, but modern life makes it more miserable. Is it Bangalore? Everyone's blissful in Bangalore, isn't it? Everyone gets up in the morning and thinks, oh, how wonderful, another day. Is it? Is it or not? Oh, so one. Oh, I have to go to work. It may not even be they wake up in the morning. They may wake up in the night and say it's time to go to work. Right? Sleep in the day and work at night. There are many like that. How many people think, oh, how wonderful, I have to go. Oh, I'm going to work again. Oh, how glorious. I'm just so excited. Get up and immediately enthusiastic. Oh, going to work. Oh, anyone? Anyone? No one. It's a grind. You're being ground. You see the marble grinding machine? That is you. You're being crushed in the name of having a good job. This is going on. So anyway, but in this miserable society, you have to earn some money. But this idea that we will be happy in material life, wrong idea. I'll chant Hare Krishna and I'll have lots of money and a big house and a big car. Yeah, great. So you can be, instead of being stuck in the traffic jam in a motorcycle, you could be stuck in the traffic jam in a big car. Actually, in the motorcycle, you can move around more freely, isn't it? You can have air, you can have your polluted air conditioned inside the car. Very nice. So to this idea, I'll be happy in this material world. Have a good career, study, and get a good job. What's a good job? Anyone here have a good job? Good job? You all have a good job, right? You have a good job, right? Good job? Come on, how many years did you study to be a physiotherapist? It's a long course, right? How many years? 4.5 years, and that was after how many years? 20 years in the, first of all they put you in the lower kindergarten prison, then they put you in the upper kindergarten prison, then they put you in the primary school. It's a prison, you don't have any choice, you have to go. And they forced you to study, then they put you in the high school prison, then they put you in the college prison, you have to pay for it. And then they put you in the physiotherapy prison. And you have to go every day and deal with all these miserable people, and you show them the physiotherapy exercises, and they don't do them because they're too lazy. And all these people, good job. But it's a good job, right? That's what you're thinking when you were in the school and college and prison, right? I'm going to get a good job. So what do you do when you get up in the morning? You jump up and say, oh, wonderful, I'm going to work. Is it? No. No, no, no. So you wanted to, what do you think? What do you dream of at night? Oh, life after life, I want to come back in Bangalore and be a physiotherapist. It's a joke. It's a joke. Life after life, I want to come back and get stuck in the traffic jams and have a good job. And I got a good job, but I'm not satisfied, let me have another one. And another, that's it, right? Every 6 months you have to change your job because you get incrementally a little more pay. Or you're fed up with you're fed up with the people in your present job, so you go to another job and then you get fed up with them also. How long did you get fed up with them? How many minutes? 3 minutes? 5 minutes? 7 minutes? This is the wonderful life of Bangalore. Wonderful life in this material world. Someone's leaving. They don't like to hear all this miserable stuff. They thought they were going to hear about Krishna. Well, these are Krishna's teachings also. So this idea, we will be happy, we'll have a good career. Actually, this word career, you know what the meaning of career is. It means you try and get up, which means you earn more money, practically speaking. Or you may have more power in the corporation or whatever. There's another meaning of the word career. It's not used very much. It means going out of control. Just like on a ski slope. You don't have ski slopes. Maybe you do have ski slopes in Bangalore. Is it? They made artificial ski slopes. Ski slopes. It's a difficult thing to say. Ski slopes. In Philadelphia, do they have artificial ski slopes there? No, I'm surprised. In Norway, you don't need artificial ski slopes. In Switzerland, you don't need. So career means you're going on the skis. In the Urals, they have skiing. You're from the Urals, right? Yeah. Did you ever do skiing? Yeah? So you're going down the hill on the snow. You know what skiing is? You must have seen it on the TV, right? And you go faster and faster, but you're out of control. That's called a career. You're trying to get in control, but it's the ski is scorpion, it's winding, and it's very dangerous. It's out of control. Or a car. Of course, cars don't get out of control in Bangalore because you never drive there more than 20 kilometers an hour, faster than that. But say you're driving along on the highway and all of a sudden the steering wheel becomes loose and the brakes don't work. Someone sabotaged your car. And you're trying to control it, but you can't control it. That's called career. You're going along, but it's very dangerous and it's out of control. That's called a career. So this idea, I'll have a good career. We're careering into repeated birth and death. That's what's going on. And there's so much social pressure, all these young men coming from different parts of India to go to Bangalore and find your fortune, get ahead, get a good job. And what a wonderful place Bangalore. You can work, there are pubs, there are prostitutes, and even the young girls in the work, you don't even have to pay the prostitute, you just have to pick them up, use them, throw them away like some tissue paper. They're all so happy. Yeah, I was with this boy this week and another boy the next week. What a wonderful life. Then you get AIDS, or you either go into hospital with AIDS or you go in with mental breakdown. That's also very common around here, right? It's a big business. Want to have a good career? Get in the mental health business. It's a great career around here. Suicide business, that's also a lot of suicides. It gets to be too much. Whoops! Even my iPad is protesting. Whoops! I lost the whole thing. Ah! I don't know what to do. Try again. Whoops! Ah! Ah! I lost it all. I lost my notes. It says one. Undo? What's going on? Nothing to undo. Okay, I lost it. But it says that. Yeah, but it's empty. Okay, it became a Mayavadi. It all became shunya. Okay, all right. So, you're all good Hindus. You all believe in reincarnation. I presume you're all Hindus. There's no bar if anyone here is a non-Hindu. Everyone's welcome, but you all believe in reincarnation. You better believe in it pretty seriously, because it's going to happen very soon. Before long, you also will no longer be alive in the present body. Where are you going to go? Where are you going? It depends on the desire. So this idea that we'll live happily in this material world, it sounds very good. And not only does it sound good, but everyone is pushing us. Get ahead, get a job, get more money. Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. Just see, there's an old woman followed by a baby. Just to illustrate the point. You've all seen that changing bodies diorama? This little baby becomes big, becomes a big strong man. And on top of the world, gradually fades away, and then, what happened? Just like one time, my mother's family is from Belfast in Northern Ireland, but I was born in England, so I wasn't much in contact with that family. So one time I went to Northern Ireland and I phoned up and said, "Could I speak with my Uncle Bernie? I'm afraid he's dead." Yeah, that will happen to you too. "Oh, whatever happened to so-and-so?" "Oh, he died." Oh. Gonna happen to you and me? Where are you going to go? It all depends on the desires that we cultivate in this life. So the whole modern civilization is based on enjoy yourself, is it not? Get ahead, get money, enjoy yourself. But the Vedic rishis, they very kindly teach us to think not of prayer, or that which we think will be very nice for us. Not prayas, but shreyas. You all know this word, shreyas. Sometimes the young boys, they're given that name. Purna Brahma, you're here? He gave his second son the name Shreyas. But he's actually more interested in prayas. He's only what, 16 years old? Shreyas, how old is he? 14? 15. So he's very interested in prayas. He's very interested in making money with business. Is it? He's very much inclined toward that. But shreyas means the highest good, our ultimate benefit. But everyone is interested in prayer, what I will get immediately. It's like a child. The child is just interested how I can play some toys. They had to be forced to go to school. And then you have to drill it into them. No, you must study. You must study. It's not that the children go to school and they think, "I want to study." But you have to force them. Study, study. You have to do it. You have to do it. And they get the idea, "Oh, I have to do it. I have to do it. I have to do it." Because the idea is that if you study, then in future you'll have a better life. Although actually we see all these toppers in the IIT and all this, but we never hear the toppers, they become big people in society, is it? Number one, IIT, you never hear. Now they elected, how many is it? MPs, we're saying Purna Brahma, 500 and something MPs. Were any of them IIT toppers? No. Probably most of them don't even have a university degree. I would think so. From a lot of things they say, they don't seem to be super intelligent. But they're successful. They don't have all this degree. Actually, if you think being a politician is a very good job, you just exploit people and get lots of money and power, why are there no schools to train people to be politicians? It's not a respectable job, is it? How to lie and cheat and shamefacedly tell people, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and then you were telling me that in the Purna Brahma, you were telling me the Muslim taxi driver, he went to that the leader of the Muslim League and he wanted exploiting the people, that's all. Just exploiting. So if you really want to get ahead, then be a politician. Why don't you train your children to be politicians? They can be powerful, get lots of money, prestige, where they walk, there'll be some security paid for by the government. Why don't you, anyone train their child to be a politician? You don't have to have a university degree. It's a waste of time to be a politician. So you don't need all this to be a success. Prayas and Shreyas. What's our ultimate good? You can be prime minister just like that astrologer said. Prime minister one day and dog the next. That's what happens. If we don't take to Krishna consciousness, then we have to re-enter the cycle of birth and death. Guaranteed. So the Vedic rishis, they teach us to think of the ultimate long-term benefit. What is our real need? What is our ultimate goal? Ultimate goal, long-term vision, to get free from birth and death. But in modern education, there's no chance of thinking like that. They're just drilled, work hard, get money, get a job, get ahead. It's really high pressure here in India. Actually, at least I know when I was going to school in England, there was no pressure like that. I didn't want to study, a little pressure, I didn't study. What about, I think in Russia also, they don't pressure you, is it? Is it or not? Not like here, that's for sure. Poland, some pressure. It depends on the family also. Even my father was a teacher, but he didn't pressure me to study. So long-term vision. Okay, long-term, you go to school, you go to college, then the idea is that later you'll get a good job, then later, then what? Retirement, then what after that? After death, what after that? We're all going to die, what are you doing about that? Well, I have my LIC policy. That's, you die, your family gets the insurance, what happens to you? They won't teach you in the school. Why don't they teach you in the school? Why not? Everyone's going to die. What happens after death? Why don't they teach you in the school? They're cheating you. They're trying to make you think that, well, just live in this life and be happy. It's cheating, that's all. And everyone, the parents are cheating the children. They don't even know they're cheating. They're cheated themselves. It's a whole parampara of cheaters. And everyone's so much cheating each other, they don't even know they're doing it. There's, oh, my son, he has to have a good job. And he don't even think what's going to happen to him after death. They never think. My real duty to my son is to train him so he doesn't get born again. But just the idea, work hard, make money. It doesn't make any sense because you have to die and suffer. We should utilize this human life to get free from birth and death. But there's so much social pressure, especially young people come here to Bangalore and you have to have a good time, right? You have to go out to parties and drink alcohol. It's all part of being a young person in Bangalore, is it? It's just, if you don't do that, you're just nowhere. You're just a nonsense. What is this? Then your ability to think clearly about what is the purpose of life is completely washed away by the frantic way of life. And then drinking, and then sex, and then all the time busy, 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 busy. And no time to think, what am I doing this for? No one thinks. You're just carried away, career. They're careering like a car out of control. Life is out of control. They don't know where they're going. But it might feel like fun, just like, why do people go skiing? Or some people, well, originally it was done just as a practical means of getting around when the whole terrain is covered by snow. But this slalom, this going down a mountain slope, is very dangerous. Why did they do that? There's a kind of adrenaline rush. They're going fast and going around the corners. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. You can kill yourself or have severe injuries. Why did they do it? The idea, it's fun. So that's the idea, life in Bangalore, young man working hard, getting money, work hard, party harder, and there's the idea, constant adrenaline rush. Keep on fast, 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 fast. Why? The question is not asked. And what often happens? Burnout. Finished. Can't handle it anymore. Take them to the psychiatric hospital. It's not a joke. It's reality. It's around us right now. This is what's going on. So this idea of having a good time, nonsense. Actually, I must say, looking back at my life, probably there's still some more to go, but almost certainly most of this lifetime is behind me. In other words, I'm 62 years old and I don't expect to live another 62 years in this body. So looking back, I can say, I've had a good time. I remember age 18, first time in a Krishna temple in England. By Krishna's arrangement, I wasn't planning it, I had to stay overnight. It was in a country place and unexpectedly started snowing and I couldn't go. So being woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning with a cold bath and then go to Mangalarti and everyone is dancing at 4:30 in the morning, glorifying Krishna, glorifying God. Oh, I thought, this is the way I want to live my life. The people are so happy that they want to get up every morning and dance. And not drunken dance, but dance, a very pure dance. Dancing for Krishna. So I've had a very good life. And every morning I dance for Krishna, up to the present day. I like to dance. How many people in Bangalore dance every day? Only in the Hare Krishna temple. Dancing for Krishna. So the idea of having a good life, we're not against that, but we should know how to have a good life. What is a good life? Good life means you should be happy. Isn't it? Ultimately, what's the use of having so much money if you're not happy? Probably many of you know about the career of Donald Trump, right? You all know the name Donald Trump, about his career. He's very famous, very rich, very powerful, at least superficially powerful. Do you think he's very happy? Is he a happy person? Not a happy person. So what's the value? But then people will say, well, what's all this nonsense, believing in God? What's the use? When you die, you die, so just enjoy yourself while you can, right? Doesn't that make sense? What's the proof that there's life after death? Just someone's imagining. There's no life after death. Basmi bhutasya dehasya kim puna agamano bhavet. This is, you heard that Sanskrit verse, a very spiritual verse? Let's say the whole verse. Rinam kritva gritam bibet yavat jivat sukham jivat basmi bhutasya dehasya punar agamano bhavet. Kim puna agamana bhavet. So this is a Sanskrit verse, so it should be very spiritual instruction, isn't it? When you hear a Sanskrit verse, it's absolutely materialistic. In Sanskrit, you can also be a complete atheist. So this is a verse from Charvaka, who was an ancient atheist. Don't think that atheists just sprung up in the 20th century. This is an ancient atheist. He says, he was an atheist, but he wasn't a meat eater, because he said, ghee is so wonderful. Well, theists can also believe that. But his idea was that get ghee, you can borrow it, you can steal it, you can buy, anyway, some or other get ghee and enjoy eating ghee, because anyway you're going to die. And when you die, the body will be burned. He wasn't a Muslim. And when the body's burned, you won't come back again. This is atheistic philosophy. So what's the proof? So live happily. What's all this God and why waste your time? Okay. All right. What are we going to reply to such a person? Well, let's say this. Okay. If we accept your proposition that we don't know what will happen, that you say there's nothing after death, and I say there is, and you can't prove it, right? According to the materialistic outlook, you can't prove it. Actually, you can prove it, but tushyatu durjananyai. Okay, all right, take your problem. You can't prove it. Okay. So the purpose of life is to live happily. Okay. So we're very happy chanting Hare Krishna, and you're happy, you think, getting drunk and working hard in some office, and we're very happy chanting Hare Krishna. Okay? So you like to be happy like this, we're happy like that. But if we are right, we're going to Krishna and you're going to hell. And if you are right and we are wrong, we didn't lose anything because we're happy. Right? If the goal of life is to live happily, we're happy. But if we're right, you're in a lot of trouble. And actually we are right, because Krishna's right. So be careful. Cultivate desires. We cultivate the desire to be Krishna conscious. Life should be dedicated for that. We're training these boys. You may say, why are you training them like this? We're training them like this so they don't get born again. I just spent 6 weeks in a beginning farm project in Chikmagalur district. For those of you who don't know, which you may not know, Chikmagalur is south central Karnataka. So just in a village. In 6 weeks, I didn't hear the sound of auto rickshaw. I didn't hear this. Oh, there were some loudspeaker sounds. There was some temple, some distance. There was some early morning at 4:30 in some distance. I heard the azan from the. Oh, that's only in the distance. Very peaceful. And devotees are living there and chanting Hare Krishna. You can all go and visit. You're all welcome. ISKCON's famous for building big temples, but we want to make farm projects where people can live peacefully and chant Hare Krishna. And we only have 3 families there now. They're all previously from the cities. One from Bangalore, was previously in Bangalore. I can't remember. What was he doing? Any idea? Rama Pramaya? He told me. I can't remember. He was software. What else? Software. software engineer. Then Bharat was in Melbourne, Australia as a financial advisor or something like that. He's qualified chartered accountant, something he was. And then Sundar Gauranga's there also. Now he was living at an underground farm. And before that he was in his house in Goa. For 15 years he was in Dubai. So they left all of that and they're living very peacefully, very happily. And chanting Hare Krishna. So you're all welcome to visit. And if you like it so much that you don't want to come back, that's also okay. I also didn't want to come, but I have to come. I'd be quite happy to stay there. So you're all welcome to join our farm communities in which the whole focus is on Krishna. Cultivating desire for Krishna. Everyone's living together to remember Krishna. It's very nice. So anyway, whether you live in Bengaluru or wherever you may be, just remember, you can put on your fridge one fridge magnet, I will die soon. Just remember, you can remember. Instead of putting a check for $1 million, you can put, I will die soon. It's good to remember. You never know when it's going to happen. Generally we think people will live to be 60, 70, maybe 80, maybe 90. My father, he's 92 years old. Still alive. Might make it to 100, you never know. We might, but at the same time, you just don't know. Anything can happen anytime. Kabhi bhi kuch bhi ho sakte. Everyone knows. Anytime, anything can happen. So better be prepared by always chanting the names of Krishna and making very clearly our focus Krishna. That we may have to work this money, that money, the other, you may have to do so. But we have to make the focus of our life Krishna. And also, family means we have children, so you have to train the children, right? What's that verse? Guru nasasyat, svajano nasasyat, pita nasasyat, jalani nasasyat, devang natasyan, napatis chasat nasasyat, namochayad yasavapeti mrityam. This verse says, don't be a father or mother. Oh, don't be a father. Don't be a guru. Don't be a relative. Don't accept respect from anyone unless you can deliver them from birth and death. So it's a very grave responsibility. Yeah, have children. Have plenty of children. But make them, or at least give them the opportunity to be devotees of Krishna. Train them in Krishna consciousness, just like this Jai Sachinan, he's from Russia. So his mother and father, they're from Russia, but they're also devotees of Krishna. He's their only child. And they're very happy. He's a brahmachari, dedicating his life to Krishna. So that's very good. They didn't say, no, no, you have to work hard and earn lots of money. Said, go, yeah, brahmachari, say, very good. Go and chant Hare Krishna. So they're very good parents, very kind parents. So be good. Be good means chant Hare Krishna. Give others the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna. Don't waste your life cultivating the desires that will cause us to be born again. Hare Krishna. Any question about this, please? Yeah. Yang yang vapi svaram bhavam. Yeah.
So, a few years back or last year, Maharaj, you sent us Srila Prabhupada quote, the Prabhupada said, rascals can never think of Krishna at the time of death.
Rascals can never think of Krishna at the time of death.
But we have also heard someone like Gandhi, supposedly he chanted Ram.
Ram, 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 Gandhi said when he was shot by Naturam Godse. Well, Naturam Godse's brother, you know this? He said that he saw his brother just before he was executed, and he said he didn't say Ram Ram. But even if he said Ram Ram, his concept of Ram is impersonal. That may help him, but if he's one has to think of Krishna. In here in this chapter, there's that verse. What is that verse now? Adityavan Kavim Purana Manushashitama Anorani Angsa Manusmiradya Savasyata Tharma Chintarumam Adityavanang Tamasapras Tat. One should meditate upon the Supreme Person as the one who knows everything, as he who is the oldest, who is the controller, who is smaller than the smallest, who is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable, and who is always a person. He is luminous like the sun, and he is transcendental beyond this material nature. So one has to know Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we think of Ram and we think of some impersonal idea, then that doesn't count. The name Ram, if you say, that's good, no doubt. But we have to know who he is. You have to be a devotee. The time when we're suffering in the material world. That means unlimited time. Since unlimited time we're suffering in the material world.
We are actually suffering in the material world.
We actually are suffering in the material world. That's right, that's true.
When we're feeling that we are suffering.
When we're feeling that we're making suffering, we're making some progress.
We'll be depending on Krishna a lot.
You'll be depending on Krishna a lot, yeah. And when puffed up with material things, then we don't remember Krishna. Therefore, Kunti prayed. What did she pray? Anyone? All the ladies should learn, at least they should learn the Kunti's prayers. Vipada santu tashashvat, tatra tatra jagadgaro, bhavato darshanam yatsad, apuna bhava darshanam. She prayed to Krishna, give me more troubles. Because if I have trouble, I think of you, and when I think of you, then I don't have to see birth and death. So you can pray, more problems. Who's going to pray like that? Who's going to go to Tirupati, shave their head, and say, give me lots of problems? People go and say, give me lots of money. They don't say, take all my money away. So, Hare Krishna. That wasn't a very nice class, was it? Don't worry, there's nice prasadam to finish off. If you don't come for anything else, at least come for the prasadam. Ah, one question. Okay, only one. Different religions of the world, there are different instructions. Actually, religion is one in the sense that God is one. So the essence of all religions is to know God and surrender to Him. That's the essence of all religions.
So Maharaj, but there are certain instructions in them which just do not fall in sync with our Vedic instructions.
There are conflicting instructions.
Yeah, yeah. For example,
different strokes for different folks. Different people at different levels. Just like for the little child, there may be instructions. If when he's older, at a higher level, there'll be different instructions.
Yeah, Maharaj, but actually they just don't fall in sync with each other. For example...
All right, that may be true also.
Yeah.
Right, when you're younger and when you're older.
Yeah. So
when you're younger, then don't drive a car. When you're older, you should drive a car. Depends on the level. For people at a lower level, they may say, you eat meat, but you offer it to God. Higher level, don't eat meat. Because people there, they're not fit to, they're not ready to give up meat, so okay, but at least you remember God when you take it. Maharaj, like. What do you like? Want to say like? Anything to say like?
What I'm trying to say, Maharaj, is that as per them, after death, what happens is they just stay in grave till the judgment day.
They say, yeah, that they'll stay in the grave till the judgment day, but yeah, that doesn't happen actually. It's wrong.
Yeah, Maharaj, so I just want to know that.
Either there is rebirth or there isn't. It's not that if I believe in it, it happens, and if I don't believe in it, it doesn't happen. So therefore we have to find out the science of God consciousness. Tattvagyan. It's a great mistake in these religions to think there's one life only. And it doesn't make any sense either. Why? That's one reason why I became disenchanted with Christianity. They say, you only have one life, if you get it wrong you go to hell forever. I thought, that doesn't sound right. It's not right. God sends you to hell forever if you don't get it right. God's the all-kind person who, if you don't join the right church or if you're not in the right religion, He burns you in hell forever. Because He's all merciful. Wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Reincarnation is the proper understanding. Okay, Hare Krishna, finish there.